Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of Thinking Out Loud. This is your boy, Donovan Jones, a.k.a. Papa Don, a.k.a. Barry White III, and this is my guy.
J. Will, man. Everybody's favorite. How y'all doing? Shout out to y'all, man.
First and foremost, 300 tune-ins, 300 views on the live.
300 views last episode.
I fucks with y'all.
It was 298, but we gonna round up.
Close enough, round up.
300. Shout out to Chief Keith, 300.
Keep commenting, leaving suggestions. Keep sharing the posts. Keep tuning in. Just to remind y'all, to any new listeners, any new viewers, you don't have to stay on the app to listen to the podcast. Now, of course, if you're watching on live right now, you do have to stay on the Facebook. You have to watch the live, of course. Quick rundown. Per usual, we're going to talk about what's popping on social media. We're going to have...
And make sure y'all comment on these things, too, so we can, you know, we can include y'all in it. But yeah,
Ebony, what's happening? Sia, what's happening?
Today's Barry said what's up, too. Shout out to you, Barry.
Oh, what's up, G? I mean, Barry go way back. That was like 7th, 8th grade.
Word up.
Yo, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, we're going to have a table flip today, but my table flip will be a story.
Dude, I got a story for y'all niggas today. Two stories.
Got two stories. Y'all getting a hell of a treat today. We spoiling y'all. Then we're going to answer you guys' questions. Then, of course, Jay Will is going to have his story time. You know. Of course, I've never heard it. Looking forward to it. Okay, so social media. Kind of a follow-up on the Drake and Pusha T beef. Apparently, out the blue, Jay Prince. I really don't even know like what to call Jay Prince.
Jay Prince is the OG.
Like a mob boss. Like
he is.
I really think he one of them, like, you know how like in the movies you got like a reformed trap nigga that started doing music.
Bro, he not like. All right,
so he's still out here.
When I made that post and I said, if you watch Scandal, he's like Papa Pope from B613. You don't watch Scandal?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Bro, we got to get you on that nigga. But Papa Pope, that nigga worked at his job. He was just like a nigga that worked at the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, he ran the country. He ran the president. He ran all it. Like anything you need somebody off. B613 did. Jay Prince, that nigga, bro. I was reading when I was a kid one time, you know, like Big and rap. Jay Prince let Biggie know while Big was in Cali, like, bro, you need to get back to like your side of the country because they got a hit out on you. Like,
he tried
to warn Biggie, like, bro, like, you need to go.
Get on down.
Yeah, so like, he got connection. He is the streets. See, Sydney watch Scandal, bro. Papa Pope is that deal, bro. Yeah, B613 is definitely
legit. Shit. Don't get serious,
though. Yeah, man. So, like, I think that's who Jay Prince is. So, if Jay Prince say he heard the diss, and Jay Prince said the diss was too disrespectful, I mean, that's what I'm going to take his word at, because Jay Prince that type of nigga. Like, he ain't letting all that go. So, I ain't going to be the one calling him a liar. I know that.
Nah, because I'd be damned if Jay Prince see that and I get a call.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ken Folk. That's my big cuz.
Alex, we shouted you out on the last
Alex
blast,
watching.
Man.
We did and she missed
shout
it.
You out on
yeah,
blast.
Shout out to my big cuz, Denard,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but,
I'm going to have to link up with you soon, bro. Yeah. But,
yeah, so, like, Jay Prince just that nigga, bro. So, if he say it, I'm not the nigga that's going to tell him he lying, whether he lying or not.
Nah.
Like, this is not how you're going to take it there.
It's really not.
I mean, and I feel what he was saying, too. He was like, shit. I mean, Drake did start it. Drake went dumb disrespectful. Well, he didn't go dumb disrespectful. He threw a jab at
He threw a jab.
Old dude's fiance. And Pusha T's fiance.
And Pusha T
can't be like, don't talk. I mean, I respect it. Like, don't come at my wife like that. Don't come at my fiance. Like, this somebody I put a ring on it. And we know, like, as niggas, you know how it is when you finally get somebody you put their ring on. So... What's up?
Hey, Jess.
But, so, when he said it, I mean, that's how it is. And he came back and said Drake's diss was even more disrespectful. And people are always talking about, like, I mean, Pusha did say he wanted all, but, I mean, if your OG if your OG say don't do it, bro, you can't do it.
Denard's like, stupid.
You can't. I mean, I'm not giving Drake a pass. Drake lost.
Hey, Jayla.
Drake lost. Yeah. And Drake can't diss anybody else. Like, another nigga come at your neck. I don't need you coming at them like that. He lost. But at the same time, bro, if Papa Pope say, hey, don't make this move, you don't make that move, bro. And Jay Prince, to me, is the Papa Pope of the rap game. You're not going to see him a lot. You're not going to hear him a lot.
So Jay Prince is pretty much like Pops pulling up on you at the skating rink.
On my mama. Man. Come on. Time to get up out of here.
Okay.
So, shit.
I feel that.
Like, so, I mean, if that's how it is, that's how it is. Yeah. Kendrick is coming at Drake. He not. They actually cool though. Like that little circle of homeboys cool. Like Kendrick, Cole, Drake.
Kendrick, just letting y'all know now, if Kendrick ever come for Drake top, I'm riding with TDE.
Like, yeah, for sure. For Kendrick sure. will win it, but I don't feel like nobody else gonna really come at Drake like that, man. Like, for one, Drake was real disrespectful. He got checked and they got put back in his place. But Drake not no beefing nigga like that anyway. Yeah, so he's not no beefing nigga like that. I mean, everybody say he came at Meek. He did come at Meek, but it was like kind of bars. And people always want to reference back to Tupac talking about Mobb Deep. The nigga had sickle cell with Mobb Deep. I listened to the song earlier. You didn't hear that? When we ride on our enemies. It was, I forgot. But Tupac was like, nigga, don't you got sickle cell? See, you have a siege on stage. You ain't feeling well. Like, Tupac was real disrespectful with it. But I see, but you see what happened because of that. Like, mm-hmm. Niggas ended up dead. So, yeah. And yeah, I'm saying Drake been throwing jabs. He got checked about it. He lost. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not justifying what Drake did. I'm just saying Drake lost. And then OG came in and said, all right. I mean, even if like a nigga on top of you and you in a fight, he beating your ass. And then you finally flip that nigga over and you about to do something. When the nigga come in, right, when OG come in and mom said, get your ass in the house, you got to go back in the house, bro.
Right. Cuzzo said if Drake had more, he would have said it in the first song.
Yeah. I'm not because I feel like, no, I don't think he would have said in the first song. Actually, I feel like Drake would have been like he did me. Like, I got these little jabs. I kind of know a little bit of truth. Like, Pusha T wasn't really moving at work. So, I'm going to throw these little jabs. I'm going to do them like I did me. He ain't really going to have it. Because who fucks with Pusha T, honestly? Unless you like a real hip hop head.
I was about to say, unless you like a true fan of hip hop, you don't. A lot of people don't even know who Pusha T is.
You don't fuck with Pusha like that, though. So, like.
Auntie T still a. TT still old. Yeah. But yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, that's just how I feel. I'm like, Drake lost. But yeah. It's like, I'm not justifying Drake. It's more of a shout out to Jay Prince for being that much of a boss. Like, a lot of people don't even know who he is. But then when he came in and shut that shit down, that shit shut down. Nobody even talking about it no more.
That's some G shit.
He a G. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is Jay Prince a real ass nigga at the end of the day. I'm not justifying Drake losing. Drake caught the L. I'm not saying he had better. I'm saying if Jay Prince say you got something, whatever OG say, I'm believing until you can prove me otherwise.
I feel that.
With facts. That's all I'm saying.
I feel that. Straight facts. Saying, oh, real quick. Jessica said she spotted a bracelet. I am wearing her jewelry. Shout out to Jessica Scullock for the hookup. Little quick brand ambassador quick. Just real quick, so she can't say I didn't shout her out. Can't say I never did enough for you. But anyway, let's talk about Trump.
Ain't that ironic that I got the Eagles shirt on today? But
right.
But what it is, Trump, the Eagles, a lot of Eagles say they weren't going to the White House. You know, after you win a championship in sports, you go to the White House to see the president. A lot of Eagles say they weren't going. So Trump was like, you know what, since all y'all not coming, like, it's kind of like you threw a birthday party. Mm-hmm. Nobody RSVP'd. So you was like, nobody's invited. Fuck y'all.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
So, yeah. So, I mean, and then he tried to make it seem like since they don't respect the flag, they can't come. So,
but wasn't nobody going to go any fucking
way? So, how you?
So, it really didn't matter.
His reason was, like, they don't respect the flag. And, like, nobody kneeled during the national anthem. Nobody stayed in the locker room during the national anthem. And all of a sudden, like, they don't respect it. Actually, they got a player who donated all of his game checks to educational purposes. They got people who doing police reform. Yeah. They got people doing police reform and all that. And
for him to come out and say some stuff like that.
Well, you sure, sweetie. Well, let me go get the AC. So, and it just kind of goes back to what we talking about. You got people out here who really doing shit, but then you'll go to Kim K and let Kim K do some shit about prison reform and then
like,
try to...
I'm still stuck on that. Like, of all people, that's like back when... wasn't it like Hurricane Katrina or something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They wanted to call Ja Rule.
For real?
Dave Chappelle talked about that.
I didn't know.
On his stand-up, he was like, well, let's see what Ja Rule has to say. Like, nigga, for what? Of all people.
I mean, what would he do without his baby, though? That thought alone might break him. He don't want to go crazy. But at the end of the day...
I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah, man, so...
Real quick, that's really what I want to talk about. Yeah. Apparently, like, hold on.
You warm?
Hey, I'm always warm.
He preaching right
I'm
now.
You know, and then I got the lightning. I'm on the pulpit, anyway, apparently Future, allegedly, left this chick out on the boat, like left this girl stranded in Cali, bro.
Talk to me about that, man. I hear all that.
I read on it like partially yesterday, and I read the whole joint in detail today.
Yeah.
But apparently it was one of them sliding the DM type joints. You know, when I'm gonna see you, woo woo woo. Old girl flew
she
out.
She famous?
No. Okay. She like one of them like bad Instagram chicks.
Okay, okay. Instagram up, model.
You know, one of them. One of them Insta bays. So she flew out.
Her fault. I love
that. Ebony, that was bro. Her fault. I fucks with Ebony. That was completely her fault. I don't even think she paid for her ticket to get there.
Word.
She flew out. she wasn't with the shits.
Oh, she flew out there to just like meet him.
Yeah, like, but of course, Future like shit. You she flying out.
You definitely coming to
about
fuck.
To sign your pity on
I'm,
the running kind.
Bro, I'm famous, and like, you coming out here. I'm definitely hitting. And right. Your Instagram model, I'm hitting.
Off the muscle.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, well, I ain't really here for that. She hit him with the ebony. I came here to dance. That's it.
Word.
However,
word.
She was like, so I'm not going to see you. And then, whoa, whoa, he was like, I'm good, love. Enjoy.
With the comma, did he comment?
Nah, with the ellipses. The dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
And then,
I'm good, love. Dot,
I sent
dot,
another
dot.
Text message. Enjoy.
She paid for
yeah, she t- paid for her
so she
should have
just kicked it out there then. She should have just kicked
she
it
She
should
have just kicked it and shouldn't have, you know.
Yeah. But don't do wild. That, bro. Like, as a dude, I'm not saying, because that kind of goes, like, back to, like, raping and stuff like that. Like, just because I come over here to chill don't mean I'm coming to fuck. But, don't come out here to meet
don't
me.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
Exactly. And if you pay to come out here and see me or whatever, like, don't get mad that I didn't pay for shit. We went on the same way.
You have to respect her wishes. If she didn't,
yeah,
if she didn't fly out to indulge in coitus, then she didn't.
She didn't come to fuck. That's cool. That's we ain't cool. Gotta fuck. I'm good though. Enjoy your good. Stay in Cali.
You know,
I fuck with Future for that.
Because I mean, we don't see the rest of the messages. Yeah. They could have had like a whole.
She
could have
been talking freaky for the longest.
She probably could have
talking
had.
Freaky for 4 months. To four get out months. There and then come out there to hit.
And then like,
I just want to get to know you.
She want
to
take a long walk in the park after dark.
I disagree with a lot of shit Future does, especially like with the Russell Wilson Sierra situation. But on that shit, he's completely justified.
I really agree. I really disagree with the Lottie Dottie Die slob on my knob.
Bro, he messed up a whole song.
He messed up a whole song.
He said Chitty Chitty Bang.
Murder Everything.
Oh my God!
Why?
Future's awful, bro.
Future, he ain't right in the head.
But that was a GS move. I'm good, it really love. Was. Dot, dot, enjoy. Dot.
I'm gonna put that on the shirt. Hey, Kerry Woodard, if you're watching, I know you got my text messages earlier. We need that on the shirt.
I'm good, love.
We'll. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna do numbers for sure. Man, shout out to Quotable Creations. If you need any custom T-shirts made, jerseys. What have you, Yetis,
shout out to commercial,
phone cases,
commercial break before the story time.
Look up Quotable Creations on Facebook for all of your paraphernalia, not paraphernalia, memorabilia needs, customizations and all that good stuff.
So you go, I'm really trying to hear this story time, though.
Oh, story time, huh?
Story time with Dunn. Dunn got his own story. Y'all missed the beginning of the live, you missed the rundown. Dunn's not table flipping today. You got a story for
me. I ain't
you,
even
bro.
Got a table flip. I ain't even mad at it. I can't even be mad about nothing this week. But
he has
I do have
a
story.
And I'm lit. I got you, bro. Go and tell a story.
I think this happened. I was about 12 going on 13.
Prime fucked up shit happened at age.
You know, that's prime fuck up age. Oh, I was in my prime, most definitely. The first time I got caught watching porn. Let me tell you about it. Denard, I hope you're still watching because I don't think I ever told you about this. So, I think I was around 12 or 13, because I know my little brother was, like, mad little. My mom had got me a desktop for school. She was like, oh, you know, you got homework, papers to type, I'm going to get you a desktop computer. I was like, shit, bet.
Great parents.
You know, great parents. Shout out to my dudes. Please do not tag my mom in this video. Anyway, so, you know, young nigga, curious, just started randomly Googling stuff. And
so you Google like sex?
Nah, like this is the thing. You know how you got late night Skinamax, and then like after a while, it's almost like you know you've been smoking Reggie for a little too long, and it doesn't really have the same effect. So you're like, man, I need to upgrade a little bit.
I need more sex.
I need more in my life. So I was like, let me see what's popping on the world wide web. I ain't know what's you know. I just started typing random shit. big booty freak vagina sex. I ain't know what to type. Just started Googling shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's when a nigga got introduced to booty talk.
Think about the booty talk volume, man.
But anyway, like, bro, dead ass, I would get home from school like around 3 o'clock. My dukes wouldn't get home till like 6:30.
Okay,
so shit,
that's 3 hours.
If I'm why, not necessarily, because I come home, watch 106 and Park first.
Okay,
I come home, get something to eat, watch 106 and Park, then fap till I tap. So I'm on the internet doing what I do.
Yeah,
I think like maybe a month or so prior to me getting this desktop.
Yeah,
my aunt and my cousin, Devonna. Shout out to Devon. Shout out to Devonna.
Nigga said, nigga, what?
Yo, shout out to my old roommate, Timo. But yeah, it was crazy. Like, my aunt came over and she was on the computer. I'm upstairs in the room playing NBA Street Volume 2, getting it in. You know, I'm chilling. All I hear was, Donovan! I was like, ooh, shit. I, you know how you can tell by the tone that your mama call your name. It's about you either about to go do some shit or it's about to be some shit. So when I heard that, Donovan! I was like, oh, goddamn, what did happen? So I'm creeping down the steps slowly. Walking the Green Mile, peep my head around the corner. I see my aunt. She got this like little smirk on her face.
Your aunt snitched on you?
Nah, kinda. On the cool, she did.
That's fucked up.
Auntie low key dropped dime on me. But anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that, Devonna. That's your mama, fam. But anyway, mom was like, "Come here, son." It's like,
she called him son.
Right. Never called me son. She called me by my name. I was like, yes, ma'am. What's going on? I look at my mom, look at my aunt, look at the computer, look at my mom, look at my aunt, look back at the computer, look around, look at the computer.
Did it have it up on the computer?
Yes. It didn't have any pages actually uploaded, but it had, you know how you hit the little drop arrow?
The search history.
And everything you ever searched for like the past month.
My nigga never did homework.
Nigga, I did homework, but I looked at way more porn than I looked at homework, bro. Right hand to the man. Fam, when I tell you, like, it's one thing to have like that one page.
Yeah.
Nigga, the drop arrow went all the way down the computer screen. Then it had another drop arrow on the right to where you get to the other page. Nigga, it was like three pages. Just random shit.
Dude, you a badass kid, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I was bad as fuck. I wasn't bad. I was just missing.
So you couldn't just pick a site and stay with it?
Nah, bro. I have a really short attention span.
You had to explore, huh?
I had to explore. My attention span is short as fuck. Oh, my cousin Denard can attest to this. I used to get into a lot of shit when I was a kid, bro.
How weak.
So my aunt is like, my mom was like, "What is all of this?" I'm like, emails.
I'm gonna beat my meat till it owes me money. Oh, shout out Chappelle.
Fuck you, Timo. But bro, and I'm like, emails. I got sent a bunch of emails, and like when you click on them, it go to all these sites. But she was like, Donovan, there are only a couple of email links. The rest of this stuff is typed in.
Bro, you had an email at 10, 11,
bro,
12?
Bro, I had like 3 emails when I was 12, bro.
That is fuck, bro.
I had 3 Yahoo accounts. 3 of them.
How they trying to subscribe to porn. You terrible.
Now that I think about it, bro, I may have been an addict at it.
You definitely age. Was an addict.
Anyway. But yeah, she was like, so
addicted to porn.
So what is all of this? I was like, I mean... And I didn't really know how to just casually tell my folks I was watching porn. Like, it was there, and I just, you know, emails. She was like, I guess, go upstairs. I was like, oh, fuck. Danny Sheen's, no, you won't punish me. No,
just go upstairs.
He's just going. I'm like, damn, bro.
She was so disappointed.
But it wasn't even that, because my mom's, her spiel has always been, at least I know my son ain't gay. And you know that, because it wasn't nothing but cheeks clapping on every And they like real deal was clicking links. Like
she couldn't tell by tell by your socks that you starched a bunch of socks up in your life.
Nah, see, bro. That wouldn't even see. Now I'm about to tell too much. But anyway, I ain't used socks. But anyway, that's none of y'all business. Anyway, but yeah, that was probably one of the most embarrassing instances in my young life.
Bro, starched socks.
I must say, bro.
Before 13, you was starching socks.
Bro, before 13, I had my own starching press company, bro. Like, crease the fuck out of some fine linen.
That's hilarious, dog.
What did Timo say? Dude had a subscription to save him. Ryan's Prime. Timo, I hate you. I just want you to know
dude
that.
Funny as fuck.
Timo is funny. Timo is dumb funny. Timo is dumb funny, bro.
All right, so the table flip was perfect because we got a couple questions. Shout out to the questions we got. Y'all finally started listening to us and sent us some questions. So we got two questions done.
Two.
So we'll go through those. And y'all could definitely jump in this too. You know, if y'all feel the need to comment about it. The first question.
Pause.
Pause. No, first question, dog. That's for you. Do you prefer young chicks or cougars? Really what it was, we talked about sex last episode. That's why we got so many views. Y'all don't listen to us no other time. Talked about sex though. Y'all look freaky ass.
Y'all niggas nasty. You right there.
Nasty ass.
Right there.
Heard us talking about sex. So they got to ask the sex questions. All our questions this week pertain to sex. So the first one was, do you prefer? And they did say in parentheses, not just sex sexually, but they was talking about sex.
They was talking about fucking
young chicks or cougars, bro.
Me, myself, personally,
yeah,
I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Because it's a different vibe from, because you know, you got chicks that are particularly younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
You got chicks around your age range, mm-hmm. around the same age or slightly older. Then you got cougars. It's like, what would deem a chick a cougar?
What do y'all call cougars? Like, I'm going to say a cougar.
And Timo, answer that real quick.
Yeah, I need I'm going to call real cougars. Quick. I'm going to say cougars 35 and up.
35 and up, depending on your age.
Say, 30.
We 27.
33 and up.
33 and up. We can go with that. 33
and up.
Then, yeah, that's straight. Now, I myself, it don't really matter. Because, you know, you get a different vibe. It just depends. Because I've talked to a slightly older woman before. I don't think it was, like, significantly. Not significantly old. It wasn't anymore.
Hell no. Cougars, 40 plus. Now, y'all old as fuck. No, don't act like because y'all reaching 30. That y'all not old as fuck.
Gav Stu just said that because she knocking on 30 and she got a 17-year-old about to graduate high school. That's all that is.
Evan's not 40 plus too.
You're not slick.
However old y'all mama is. Get out.
First of all, you can run my fade.
Get out the line.
The sisters, bro.
Get out.
You keep my mama out of this and I keep this out your mama.
The sisters keep get out the line, bro.
You got me fucked up.
Like we said, cougars are 33 plus.
Like we said, just because y'all old as fuck. But anyways, I had to come out my bag real quick.
Don't do it, bro.
But I mean, it just depends. If we vibe, we vibe. Yeah. If we don't, we don't. Ain't nothing wrong with a cougar. Now, dating young chicks can be different.
Stressful is the word.
Cause it's a different. You know, when you get older, you have a lower tolerance for certain shit.
Different shit, bro.
You're not going to want to, like, deal with certain stuff that you would have deal with, like,
back in your 5 years.
Like, when you was, like, 19, 20, 21.
Back in your young days.
Like, you'll put up with certain shit. When you 26, 27, you're like, fam, I ain't got time.
I ain't really got the energy for it. And that's why I prefer cougars.
You do prefer cougars?
Yes. Yeah, well, they try to say cougars 40 and up. I ain't had no 40 and up, but I prefer... older chick. For one, like we talked about last time, young chicks got too much energy, bro. They want to do too much. Like old chicks, and old chicks straight up to the front, like straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
They say, "Nigga, you coming over here to dig me down, and you going home. There's nothing else needed. You not staying the night.
There's some broccoli and cheese on the stove.
It's some food old chicks cook. You go over there, you eat.
I know some young chicks that cook too, though.
It's different. All old chicks cook, bro."
Okay.
All old chicks from the country. They were raised by their grandma because their mom was out here thotting, so their grandma didn't wear shoes. She taught them how to cook barefooted in the kitchen. And so, because old chicks was born like in 1986. Shout out to Crip. That was the year. And so they come.
1996.
Bro, you go to her old shit crib. She got food. Was young to y'all. Because y'all almost... I'm not, for one. All right, young is 22 and 22 to 19. Really, I'm not really going that young. 22 is a little younger, bro. A little too young. But anyway, old chicks will have food when you walk in. They old chicks do shit like check on you, ask if you eat. You know, I hoop. Old chicks be like, did you win? You need a back rub? Young chicks think you could come from whatever you was doing, go out on a date with them, fuck, stay up and talk all night. Young chicks like shit like stand up and watching the sunrise. Young chicks like shit like that. It's romantic. It's just a little storybook. They grew up watching Disney movies and shit. They think, old chicks, no, nigga, it's time to go to sleep.
Nigga, you grew up watching Disney movies.
I watch Disney movies today. I watch the Disney
movies. Exactly. So.
But I can separate them. I can separate them. Young chicks can't separate them.
Young chicks only watch Disney movies.
Yeah. They think the Little Mermaid shit real, where you can fall in love in 3 days.
We can agree to disagree. It depends on the person. Because you have some... You have younger chicks that have old souls.
22 is not too young for me. I'm not as old as you.
Well, damn. How old
I'm
is
just
she?
Playing. I just had to talk shit. How old are you, chicks' moms be sounding like a dying bear. And that's cool.
Hey,
at least I know they feel it.
My guts is young man. You're in my guts,
at least
young
I know
man.
I feel it, man. Old chicks do shit like give you a cigarette after you done smoking. Like, no, ma'am, I don't smoke. And they... No, ma'am, I don't smoke. But thank you. She got ashtrays all around the crib. Old chicks have condoms. I bet every old chick you know got condoms somewhere in her crib.
Old chicks be having condoms from like 78.
They be having Durex.
They be having them infirmary condoms, bro.
They be getting condoms when they go to the clinic.
They got them in very.
They grab them out the bowl, stick them in their purse.
Nah, bro. She got a Mildred got a condom spice rack on her nightstand. Like,
Mildred.
Are you allergic to latex?
Shout out to Mildred. Bro, I would knock a Mildred's boots off, bro.
You'll pop them.
Go find me a Mildred that wear knickers, bro. Hot stockings.
Knickers. Mildred got mothballs in her closet. I'm straight.
I bet she done got snakes and stuff in the crib, though. Old chicks will fold your clothes after you hit.
I guess, bro.
Old chicks will, what do young chicks do for you? Young chicks do some shit that you ain't never saw before. Have you coming in like seven minutes and then be trying to go again.
What's wrong with that?
Bro, young chicks, I need to rest. I need to chill. I'm old, bro.
All I need is a pre-workout, maybe like two Powerades.
Two Powerades.
A post-workout. I'm good.
Old chicks got water in their fridge. Oh, young chicks don't drink water. They don't get tired.
I know some young chicks.
They drink juice. They drink juice boxes and Capri Suns. You knock off a young chick in her apartment, you will go in the fridge and get her son Capri Sun out the fridge.
I fuck some Capri Suns.
I do too. I drink out my nephew Capri Suns every weekend, bro. Yeah, bro. No, I don't. I don't. Young chicks.
Said. Yeah. You come fast, your fault. And Kiaja, you are absolutely right.
All women should have condoms. That's how old women think, though. That's not how young chicks think. And you just a different young chick. But, man, I mean, like I said, I don't discriminate, but if I had to choose, old chicks experience, too, bro.
Bro.
Old chicks experience.
I don't know. I met a young chick.
Dunn got the juice, bro.
They knew some shit. First of all, I have no juice.
Dunn got the juice.
No sauce.
He already said his beard glistening.
Bro, if I had the juice, my bills would be paid on time every month. And they're not.
Old chicks will pay your bills.
And some young chicks out here with
young
red.
Chicks work at Chick-fil-A. They don't got careers yet, bro.
Bro, I don't know, fam. It's every now and then you'll catch a young chick that's been working since she was like 17. She done made she assistant young? Manager by the time she 18. She motherfucking store manager at 19. Now she regional at 21. She got bread. Dude. And she driving 2016. You got chicks that's out here, you know what I'm saying, flight attendants. You got young, you know, young CNAs, PRNs at young age. You know what I'm saying? Get you some frequent flyer miles.
She said Dunn got all the juice. We know.
Ebony, first of all, shut up. We know. Because I don't.
Dunn has all the juice.
Ebony just on here to stir the pot.
He ain't got the right glasses on. Chick-fil-A starting off at $13 an hour. They popping.
Hold on, what?
For real, I might need to go work at Chick-fil-A for the summer.
Bruh, what? Whip up some chicken minis real quick.
I always hit them with the My Pleasure at the end, my nigga. Yeah, bro. So I mean, like, I was joking a lot. I really don't discriminate. I really don't have a preference.
He was dead ass.
But I mean, it's funny to talk about old chicks and young chicks. Old chicks gonna let you know what they can and can't. Young chicks willing to try too much. Old chicks, you stick her legs up here, bro. She gonna tell you it hurt. Now you feel like you the man. Cause you be like, oh, I can't take that.
No.
Old chicks gonna say she can't take it.
Ethel just got badass joints, bro.
I fuck with Ethel. Maybe cause old women like me, bro. Maybe that's why I like cougars.
I think that's what it is.
Old women be like,
you like what like
they give me compliments at the grocery store cause my pants be up. 18 in some places. Oh, okay. Shit, I might need to go work at Chick-fil-A.
We definitely need to relocate.
Yeah, but you know, like old chicks just make you feel good because they ain't had it in a while. Old chicks come faster because they ain't fucked in 17 months. Because they always got their son at the crib and their son their son be like 17. You can't go fuck no 17-year-old.
Talk about some your son at home. Yeah,
fuck
he
no woman with no
17-year-old
son because he playing 2K. You fuck, so you can't do it, bro.
I mean,
you can't, bro. You walk in the old woman crib, it smell like love and Epsom salt and Bengay.
Okay, what a young chick crib smell like?
Pacifiers.
What do pacifiers smell like, Jay Will?
Boil rubber.
Ah, she could have just got through fucking.
It could be. And infamil,
but,
bro.
I mean, yeah. I don't discriminate. I like
so,
what I like.
The next six question, though, was your fuck playlist, bro. I only sent us six questions, nasty asses. On your fuck, nasty asses. On your six playlist, what's your R&B, your music style? You got 90s R&B, you got early 2000s, you got like the shit that you got like Tank Savage shit. What you got?
Okay, now anybody that knows me personally knows that I have a very diverse taste in music. I have a very broad palette.
Yeah.
So listen to a lot of different things.
Okay.
So I got like,
she said young chicks career smell like Henny and Flatirons. Oh my mama, you're not lying.
See it, you fired. Log off.
Yes. And that's exactly.
We off that now. We off that now.
You don't
want
to smell no burnt weed when
Kiana,
you're
what's up,
Chris?
Sis? We off that now.
Here for
we,
the last
shut
four
up.
Hours.
We off that now, bro. Chill. First
Henny
of all, don't point at me. I'm too damn. But anyway, yeah, Sydney funny
eyes,
as hell.
Bro.
She about to get blocked.
No,
but
no,
anyway,
you're good with me.
But on the playlist, like as I was saying,
and Black and Miles,
jazz.
Tell me I'm lying.
Wood tips. But anyway, like I listen to a lot of different shit. So, might have one playlist if you know nigga feeling sensual. You
sensual
know, might have some. It's gonna range from you know one strict R&B playlist. From like the golden era.
What's the golden
era? The 90s, okay. You know, early, mid 90s to last year.
So I know on your playlist, speaking of 90s, you might have like Mama by Boyz II Men on there.
No,
what I'm saying. Not on your six playlist, because you don't make a six playlist, bro. You too old to make a six playlist. That's young chick shit. So you got your music on shuffle.
No.
Mama comes on, though. Just
I have a, no, see, that's the thing. I know better than to put my Apple Music entire catalog on shuffle.
Okay.
Because we might be playing there. When We by Tank 1 second, and two songs later, Never Would Have Made It.
Never Would Have Made It. Hold on, but if Never Would Have Made It, come on. Are you still fucking?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Never Would Have Made It comes on.
Because I'm going to feel
me
some
and Stroke,
type of way.
He never from the back. Never Would Have Made It comes on. Are you stopping?
Maybe like three more claps. Three or four more claps. That's gonna be like, you know what? We're gonna have to.
You pulling out changing a song and they trying to pick a right song to get back in it? You can't.
You ain't gotta pick a right song, but I need to make sure that I got a playlist ready. And then shit, you might have your. You might be in a whole nother vibe. You know what I'm saying? What's that joint? Dick You Down by Kevin Gates.
Better not.
Might have some.
Hey, getting ass is a blessing. So why can't I keep going? Getting ass is a blessing. So why would I stop?
Still.
I never would have made it.
Exactly. That's why you make a playlist.
Praise him, exactly.
Like that doesn't.
So
first of all, Gab Stu.
She read the Lord gonna strike you down, me and Stroke.
Right.
Bro, no, he's
it,
not.
Right.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing, bro.
Okay, now I ain't gonna lie.
At least it's the east side of hell. Throw up the bees.
If something different play like if Kirk Franklin Revolution come on, I might turn up real quick.
Woo, woo, woo. You're gonna double smoke in the woo.
You go double stroke in the woo woo.
I slick Mike.
Do you need a revolution?
I slick Mike. I'm an East Coast Saint Saint. I just, hey, Lord forgive me.
Bro.
You a bad influence.
I'm not a bad influence. You a bad influence. On some real shit. On some real shit. I don't think to go hit my playlist when I'm about to fuck.
But I listen to music a lot, so
I listen to music. But if you over here chilling, say we Netflix and chilling. Uh-huh. You just go hear a movie in the background, bro. I'm not about to say, hold on. While I'm putting this rubber on, let me go.
I understand click this that. Playlist. I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm right here, you right here.
Yeah.
And
I'm not reaching for the phone and hit a playlist. That's just me though.
It is what it is. I ain't gotta do all that.
Yeah, I mean if you got a playlist, you got you a nice playlist and you feel sexy to your music.
The music, then you know.
That's cool. If we chilling, we vibing, we drinking, you got some music playing, we comparing playlists and the music going, cool. But I'm not about to stop the moment to go put on unless she says that's what makes her feel sexy. Hold on. Can you put some music on? Cool. But other than that, bro, I'm going straight to work. I got a mission. I'm not going to hear the music anyway.
I hear the music.
I'm not trying to fuck you on
beat. I hear the music.
Unless it's like a song. Unless it's like Tank When We or some shit. Unless it's a fucking song. I will fuck you to the fucking song. But I'm not going to fuck you to Let It Burn.
Hey. I hope.
If Let It Burn come on, I'm changing songs.
I have to
songs.
Change it. I'm changing changing songs. Especially now.
I'm letting
you gotta change it.
I'm changing Let It Burn.
She's gonna be like, wait.
I'm changing songs. Hours.
Nah, cause shit. Yeah. Fucking on beat is kind of lit.
Yeah, I mean, then, I get it. Like, if it's like game, a fucking song.
Chris Brown take you down and then
that's a fucking song.
The little bass hit real quick.
I can fuck you that. I want to get a chick ride me to Red Light Special.
We go together.
I might propose afterwards. If you fuck with the Red Light Special,
okay.
I fuck a Red Light Special, bro. So if any of y'all want to have a nigga cuff you, ride him the Red Light Special. And then.
Nah, nigga. Ride me to Waka Flocka hard in the paint.
We go hard in the
motherfucker. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Hey. I'm dead ass. Hey,
if you ride me to Waka Flocka Flame and you beat my like you had me.
So, we thugging.
But you're gonna take it back by the second verse. I'm not fucking a Waka Flocka, bro. I'm not doing it. Like I said, I enjoy it. Like I'm not about to stop the moment. Like whatever's happening when we about to fuck, I enjoy that moment. Like I get stuck in the moment. So like me trying to focus on you, your body, your needs, I can't grab my phone. My phone might be on the couch if we in the room. I'm like, hold on real quick.
Well, that's understandable.
Let me go hit you with this tank.
Nah.
Green light special. There's a green light special. I know red light special. I know yellow light. If a girl robbing the yellow light, we might go to
blue light special.
I don't know blue light special. Hey, shout out to my R&B playlist though. It is lit. Like I said last episode, I don't have a full play, but my R&B playlist is like 500 songs. It's like dumb lit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's trap sex is the best sex. That's true.
On me.
Trap drunk sex. If you drunk and trap sex come on, we go together.
Yeah.
So, I do fuck with trap drunk sex.
Fucking the Gucci Mane, Burr. Where he say Burr, Burr, Burr for like damn near 3 minutes.
I ain't never heard
before
that.
He actually rap.
You know my musical preference.
I'm gonna play it.
I ain't do that. I'm definitely gonna listen to Green Light Special when we done with this though. You know what I'm saying? But drunk sex to trap music, Special Kmart, ain't it?
First of all,
Blue Light Specialist Kmart, ain't it? Boy, yeah, I fuck with y'all. My mom is Kmart.
That is Kmart.
Is Kmart still around?
In certain places. Not certain here, places. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think it's here.
That's funny as fuck.
But,
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So, but you never answer. So, like, what is your era of, like, fuck music? Like, is it 90s R&B? Is it early 2000s? Or is it shit like...
I told
the tank
you,
and like, shit now. No, you said you got a wide range. I'm not saying what's
so
on your playlist.
I'm talking like my playlist.
You about to put it down on you trying to sort it like the real words right now. What's on like
because I'm putting in work. I'm not finna. Anyway, hit the playlist.
No, don't
hit shuffle.
If you had to pick a genre, not just your playlist. You just
a
had
genre?
To,
oh,
pick a
genre,
like an
pick...
era, not a genre, an era. What you picking? Early 2000s.
I wish I would fuck the Laffy Taffy.
So you want to fuck the Laffy Taffy?
I would fuck the Laffy Taffy.
I mean, you would definitely fuck the Laffy Taffy, nigga. No, I'm
Mr. Chico stick. Yeah,
on my mama.
On the cool. I say like between like late 90s, early 2000s.
It'd have to be because like 90s music was I'm loving you type shit. I'll make love to you. Is that kind of shit.
That's why I said like, you know,
yeah, late it gotta be 90s, 2000. Early 2000s.
It gotta be that. Because Back That Ass Up is gonna be somewhere in that. In
any of y'all ever fucked the Back That Ass Up? Have any of y'all ever fucked the Back That Ass Up? Answer the question. Have any of y'all ever fucked the Back That Ass Up?
I have a hankering. You that Gab Stu has definitely.
If you ride me to Back That Ass Up and you're working with some ass here, badger, we might go together after that. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that. I would say early 2000s. I would say that like 99 to 2003 type shit.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yup. yup. You're with that action. You need that deep. We about to smash. We finna smash. I'm like, exactly. Bro, I didn't fuck to Princess and the Frog playing in the background. On my mama. And at the end, Neo told her, you the best thing I never knew I needed. That's at the end of the song. That's the last song. I'm not going to cut off the movie. Hold on. Nah. Tiana about to see you get this work too. Nigga.
I remember I had Sex and Lean On Me was playing.
Yeah, Sex and Lean On Me?
Yeah.
Did Morgan Freeman watch you? Did Morgan Freeman narrate you hitting that ass?
To a degree. Joe Clark, that he was on the roof. You smoke crack, don't you? I was like, fuck it. You know. It's damn near like... that skit on Dave Chappelle where he was talking about like how when you watching TV and whoever, yeah, all that good old shit. It was damn near like
you
that.
You
like,
woke up in the middle of the night, got the hidden, and then them infomercials been on? So like the ASPCA commercial be on?
Nah, fam, Kearney Thomas. You smashing the God!
I ain't never fucked the past of Kearney Thomas, bro. But I would definitely cut off the TV then, bro. I can't.
You have to.
I can't have him yelling and trying to steal my money at the same time with the
prayer handkerchief.
The prayer handkerchief. If and I call him now and buy a prayer handkerchief.
And the prayer bottle of the Sunny Water.
But I'm definitely hit to the ASPCA commercial.
In the eyes.
And I didn't stop. Right hand up, I didn't stop. Bitch, we gonna see these sad dogs.
With them sad ass
we
gonna dogs.
See these sad dogs. We happy though.
Ah! Boy, you here.
We might go adopt some after that, bro.
I'm talking about, you want to go to the Humane
The Color Purple
Society.
Guilty as fuck. All my life I took the dick.
Bro, Kiana, stupid. Little sis, you here.
What?
Wakanda forever. Kiana's so stupid.
Black Panther is good fuck music. I mean, fuck movie.
On me.
It's black empowerment.
Wakanda forever. Is this your dick?
Is this your dick?
Hey, that's lit as fuck. That's lit.
See, look, they be in tune. We talking about sex. Y'all terrible.
Cause y'all nasty.
Y'all
as fuck.
Some pervs.
That's the only time we just
the live is jumping because we talk about sex. Bro.
I'm convinced in order for us to get famous, we just gonna have to talk about fucking
sex,
every episode.
Send some more sex questions in next week, bro. So you gonna be gonna end it with the story time, bro.
From now on, we just gonna have a whole segment that just says fucking,
fucking. Fucking questions.
Fucking questions. That's it.
Fucking situations, bro.
But yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It's
my story
time,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it the Brownies from Hell, man. That's going to be the name of the story. My first time. If y'all fucking and her wig slips off, them 13 straight bags glisten open. Shit, nigga. I'm putting the wig on. Fuck you thought.
Twirl around like a helicopter, Petey Pablo.
I'm not stopping.
What?
I already know you got a wig on. I've seen your different
styles. I knew you was bald headed when I came over.
Bro, I'm not about to stop.
We good. You straight.
That ass ain't no wig.
It ain't.
Shit.
It ain't. We good.
Oh, you thought. Y'all putting the wig on?
We count on y'all for some substance. We were counting on y'all for some substance.
Y'all didn't come to us for no substance, bro.
Y'all didn't
ask no substance questions. Nigga.
You ain't got a lot, Creed.
Yeah, bro. The story time, bro. My first time ever dealing with weed, I ate an edible by mistake.
What?
That's why it's the brownies from hell, bro.
How old were you when this happened?
This was like, I was 21, 22. Like,
okay.
I was in college, bro.
Okay.
My first time ever dealing with weed, I ate an edible. Mm-hmm. I ate a few edibles by mistake. Oh. I was dehydrated.
Oh.
So let me give you the story.
Okay.
All right, so she was my girlfriend at the time, bro. Mm-hmm. She go to the Bahamas and stuff for, she from the Bahamas, so she would go home for like summer break and then come back. So she come back, and the day she come back, it's like, it's a Arkansas summer. So you know, it's like 136 degrees outside.
In the shade.
In the shade. So we outside, we hooping, and you know, I'm sweating a bunch. So I'm already dehydrated, bro. So she called me. My folks stay by the airport. So when she called me, I go pick her from the airport straight from hooping. My folks stay by the airport. We go back to my parents' crib. I take a look, you know, take a shower. And, like, we chill for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. So when I'm taking her home, because I can't fuck in my parents' crib, she been gone for a little minute. So when she get home, take her around the corner to the park, straight smacking. But it's the summertime in Arkansas, so it's like 136.
It's dumb hot.
I lost all the rest of my electrolytes, so I done sweated out everything I had left, bro. Mm-hmm. The car battery goes dead while I fuck. Call my niggas Freddie and Willie. Told you they almost in every story. Call my niggas Freddie and Willie. Bro, my car battery done went dead. I need y'all niggas to come bring me a jump. They already, it's at Carrie's crib too. They already at Carrie's crib.
Some of that, the house or the apartment?
No, his house, the one he's staying now.
Club, shout out to Club Peach.
Shout out to Carrie, bro. So they were like, all right, bro, we got you. I'm thinking these niggas about to come school me up. Freddie calls his dad because we stay in the same neighborhood, bro. Yeah. He calls his pops. It's like 10:30 at night. His pops always drink. His pops comes up and he gives me a jump. He started calling me the park ranger after that because he know I was fucking in the park. Good action there. So I go drop her off. So now think about it. I done hooped. I done just fucked. I done sweated all this shit out. I'm dumb dehydrated.
Alex said, I remember this night.
Bro, oh my mama, like, this shit a true story, bro. All my stories be true. Bro, so he sent his pops, though. So he came through. The nigga, so I drop her off at her, like, Lion Sister's apartment. Mm-hmm. I go to Carrie crib. Mm-hmm. When I walk in Carrie crib, they already good and drunk. Mm-hmm. Like, they been drinking. So they passing me shit. As soon as I walk through, oh, shit, Jay Willie, bro. They giving me shit. I'm taking shots. You know, Carrie be mixing shit up. I'm drinking shit out the cooler. My nigga Freddie there. Freddie like, let's play beer pong. Mind you, I'm already dehydrated. So I'm drinking all this shit. I'm just filling my tanks up with straight liquor. Mm-hmm. I'm done. No water. Like, bro, no water, bro.
No electrolytes.
Straight liquor. We play beer pong. Boom. We went in the beer pong. We talking shit. And then what me, Freddie, and Willie used to do, because we ain't go out and kick it a lot, I would go to Freddie's house on a Friday night. We would go to Walmart, buy a whole bunch of snacks and shit, eat all the snacks in his room, play NCAA online. Like, just have a good time. On some real chill shit. So when they got in the fucking crib, said, we about to make some brownies. Us being fat niggas who just eat a whole bunch of snacks in Freddy's room, we like, okay, these niggas making brownies. So we playing beer pong, the brownies come out, bro. They the most delicious looking brownies I've ever seen, bro. They like chocolate with chocolate chips sprinkled over them. We're like, bro, they look delicious. So me, I cut out a big ass part of it. I cut out a big ass part of it, right?
Gritty ass.
And I eat that shit in like four bites. Y'all,
shout out to the sound effects, bro.
Eat that shit like it's nothing. I instantly get the feeling, but I don't know that's what it is. This white girl, Rebecca, was eating her a brownie, and she was like, I can't take it. It's too strong type shit. Me still being a dumbass nigga I am, I'm like, she a white girl. She can't take that chocolate. Give me her brownie too, goddamn it.
I can't breathe.
Give me her brownie too, goddamn it. I grab her brownie, nigga, I down that hoe. So now, bro, after I down this shit, I'm like in the fucking Matrix. Bro, like, I can't, like, the room spinning.
I'm finna die.
Like I said, I'm dehydrated. All my electrolytes are just liquor now.
Gone.
Bro, I done had a big ass weed brownie plus Rebecca's, cause she can't take the chocolate. Never knowing there's weed in there, bro. So you know, Carrie got like a pole in there. Some like people playing on the pole and shit. And I'm just sitting down, kind of vibing.
R.I.P. to the pole.
Man, R.I.P. to the pole. She can't handle chocolate. She couldn't, bro. Black power, Wakanda forever. So motherfuckers say some shit about it. They like, damn, bro. Look, Jeremy killed a couple brownies. I ain't even know he smoked. I jump up, nigga. I don't smoke. Fuck y'all niggas talking about, nigga? I'm in college, nigga. I'm hooping and shit. Like, no, I don't smoke. They're like, bro, it's weed and all those brownies. Nigga,
my nigga had his whole seizure.
These motherfuckers didn't drug me, bro. They didn't drug me. I can't do it, bro. I jump up.
He needs some milk.
So I jump up. I got to argue with niggas. Y'all didn't drug me, bro. I'm yelling, talking shit. Next thing I know, I pass out. Bro, I pass out so bad. It's the no. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's the best sleep I ever had, bro. I pass out on Kerry. You know, Kerry has like the sectional at his crib at the time. I'm sleep on the sectional. They show me pictures the next day. For one, they put like a frisbee in my lap with my hands up, so like my hands in my pants. It wasn't though. They just put the frisbee there. Oh. They said another girl like put her boobs in my like in her face to try to wake me up. Like, oh, wake Jeremy up, bro. That's it. She put her boobs in my face. Bro, it just turned to the side, bro. Like I avoided all that, bro. I bullshit you not. I woke up the next day at like 1:30 p.m. Nigga, but that wasn't even crazy. When I woke up, everybody who was at the party was still knocked the fuck out too. I was the first nigga to wake up, bro. You know Kerry got the steps in his crib. Mm-hmm. I swear I'm not lying. Right hand, bro. It was a person laying down the stairs. Motherfuckers just passing out, just wherever they fell. Motherfuckers dropping like fries, bro.
You just wanted to show us your titties.
My titties out. But anyway,
you fucking thought,
bro. I'm not, bro. So it's people. I wake up. It's motherfuckers sleep down the stairs, bro. Like sleep down the stairs, sleep on the floor, sleep on couches. So I wake up. Shit, Willie and Freddie. I'm like, bro, we got to get back to the east side. Yeah. Wake them niggas up. Like, let's leave. So we walk outside. Everybody still passed out. It's one Q dog still up. Mm-hmm. I think Kerry was a Q by then.
Right.
Freddie was asleep playing around on a stripper pole on the shit like a titty. Oh, my mama. Bro, Freddie was knocked out by the stripper pole. So I go wake all them up. It's a Q outside smoking a black by the trash can. When we walk outside, nigga look at us. Nigga look at us doing and say, y'all niggas good? No, nigga, we're not good. It's 1:30 p.m. It's 1:30 p.m. And people are still sleeping inside. What did y'all do? Bro, I don't think I... Bro, say no to drugs. Oh, and don't let shit. That... Friends don't drug friends. You know, so don't do that. Don't do that, bro. So, yeah, that's the brownies from hell, bro. I ain't gonna say I would never eat another edible. That was the best sleep I ever had in my life. Fam, I slept till 1:30 p.m.
I mean...
No bullshit. Before I passed out, I saw a nigga walk in. Gavin, he moved to Texas. That nigga walked in the crib. He turned to Cartoon Network and started watching anime. That nigga sat in the middle of the floor and was watching anime while all this shit was going on. Like, just sitting there. Like...
You talking about Peanut?
Yes, Peanut.
Peanut is like the most dedicated anime fan I have ever fucking seen.
That nigga
cut
on the TV, bro.
And he do some cold ass tattoos.
And he do gold ass tattoos. Shout out to him. His girl was there, Alicia, too. Bro, is that? No lie.
That was the same night I think that was the night I met you, bro.
No, that was another night. But it was kind of the same situation. I just prepared at that time.
That nigga loves anime.
Yeah, what's the nigga name? LV. That's where we met LV McGee. Shout out to LV McGee, bro.
Shout out to LV
McGee. If y'all ever meet that nigga, tell him, like, we waiting on the mix.
We waiting on the... Hey, the streets is watching, bro. LV McGee, we need you, bro. We need
another mixtape.
Hey, if you friends with LV McGee...
If y'all know LV McGee... Live,
tag him in his post.
Please tell him.
We need a mixtape.
We need another album.
EP, an album.
Put me on a
we'll
track.
We'll do a feature promo.
Put me on
the
track, bro. LV.
Streets need it. We miss you, LV.
We miss you.
Streets need you.
No bullshit. Being a teacher, bro. LV McGee had a daughter. Smart as hell. We had like a math competition. We went to a UALR. We took like two mathletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mathletes. I saw it. And he remembered me from that, for like kicking that Kerry crib. Mm-hmm. He like, I chopped it up for me. He got a smart ass kid, bro. Mm-hmm. Shout out to LV McGee for that.
That's,
man, he got a smart ass kid.
Black dads matter.
Yeah, so he a black father out here doing the stug business. So, man, shout out to him.
Bars.
But yeah, bro. So I'm never going to Kerry's crib and eating again. I'm not eating at Kerry's crib anymore. Unless it's Taco Tuesday.
Shout out to Taco Tuesday.
This is Taco Tuesday.
Shout out to Taco Tuesday. I will see you guys Tuesday for Taco Tuesday. It's lit.
Oh, hey, Kerry, Alice, I got some crab legs. I promised y'all some gumbo one time, bro. Y'all got to come through. We can make the gumbo. I owe that to y'all, man.
Let me know.
You got to be there, too.
Yeah, I need
that. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah. Don't eat brownies at Kerry crew. If y'all watching this, don't eat brownies at Kerry crew.
Don't do it.
It ain't worth it, bro.
Shout out to this lineup. Shout out to Alfonso Sykes. He get me right every time. I was looking hella homeless yesterday.
Shout out to y'all for messing with us there.
And shout out to
So we won't do it this week, Alex. If you're not there, we good. I'll do it another time. I mean Taco Tuesday for y'all, but I'm saying for the gumbo. Alex got to be there for the gumbo.
Yeah, she got to be there for the gumbo, but hell, nigga, we still got to eat the taco.
Bro, a lot of my stories will come from kicking it with Alex and them. Alex used to get me messed up on the weekends.
You know what? I honestly just thought about what my story time is going to be for the next segment.
Yeah.
Because every time I go out and kick it, if Alex Gonzalez and Christopher Wilburn are there,
be messed up.
Some crazy shit is gonna happen.
Shout out to Alex.
It never fails. My most my wildest nights, I'm with Chris or I'm with Alex. Or I'm with both of these motherfuckers. This shit,
yeah, a lot of my shit. I knocked out a homeboy at Alex's crib one time. Put him to sleep.
Knocked him out.
But that's another story for another day.
We gonna have to. I guess we both got a story for next week. We gonna have to.
Never trust the Q. And you're right. You're right. They had the Q juice going. Beer pong was going. I was fucked up. Like, I real deal, bro. I woke up the next day tasting liquor. Like, all I could taste was liquor. Bro, the food I ate tasted like liquor.
Yeah,
I was fucked up.
You were,
up,
like,
bro.
Borderline about to die from alcohol.
I was about to die. I think I told him they were about to kill me, bro. And she was there, no lie.
Knocked him out cold.
Stole on the nigga, bro. I didn't do it on purpose.
Binkle?
Boom.
How do you accidentally steal on the nigga?
It's another story for another day.
I just had to,
hey,
you know.
But shout out to y'all for listening. We just really just rambling now. The podcast over with.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So shout out to y'all for listening.
We can go ahead and
stop recording.
Till next time.
Till next time, man. Shout out to y'all.